Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions on Moscow in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Adam Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
General Flynn's history with Russian TV and his proximity to Putin, at least at the RT dinner, all of that concerns me. There's a lot to be concerned about with how this new administration will approach the Russians.
Trump spokesman Sean Spicer downplayed the significance of any contact Flynn had with Russian officials. And Mr. Trump told the Wall Street Journal today he would keep the sanctions on Moscow but might lift them if Russia helps Washington reach some of its important goals. Democrats left the U.S. House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the November election, upset, they say, with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and are asking how Congress could move forward. President-elect Trump said for the first time this week he believes Russia played a role in the U.S. election. U.S. officials are hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces into Mosul, confirming reports. The Iraqi forces have now taken a key government building from the Islamic State fighters. U.S. Defense Department officials said it was both a symbolic victory and a significant operational victory. There also have been questions about the U.S. role in fighting IS under the Trump administration. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter that's gripping the continent. Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and UNICEF say they're doing what they can to protect the refugees and migrants. UNHCR spokeswoman Cécile Puy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe, including five deaths since the beginning of the year due to the freezing weather.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands, for instance. Since few tourists are there this time of year, the Children's Agency is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and the migrants living out in the open to stay in the hotels and hostels and homes that are largely empty. Leaders of Australia and Japan agreed today to boost cooperation between their nation's militaries as Japan tries to shore up security ties throughout the Asia-Pacific region amid concern over China's growing military might. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull say they have signed an upgraded defense agreement after holding talks in Sydney. Mr. Turnbull then spoke with reporters.
The key focus of our discussions were strategic and economic. We've confirmed our commitment to the rule of law, free trade, open markets in our region.
Mr. Abe arrived in Sydney from the Philippines on the second leg of a four-nation swing intended to boost Japan's trade and security engagements amid China's emergence as a military power in the Pacific. After Australia, he will visit Indonesia and Vietnam. Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in the United States. The company also will be required to make reforms and to be overseen by an independent monitor for 3 years. U.S. officials say the airbag recalls will eventually affect more than 40 million vehicles in the U.S. Takata expected to be sold this year to another auto supplier or an investor who will restructure the company. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.